online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Josh Coop. CCTV has emerged of the London Bridge attackers just 5 days before the atrocity. The men were seen talking and hugging outside a gym in East London. Earlier this morning, police confirmed a 26-year-old French man was among the 8 people killed there on Saturday night. Sky's Katerina Vizotzi is at Borough Market.
Alexandre Pigiard, who was working at a restaurant here in the market on Saturday night, his family in their statement have described him as a marvellous son, a perfect older brother and a radiant young man.
Meantime, a British transport police officer caught up in the attack says he was simply doing his job. He's still recovering in hospital after being seriously hurt and has thanked the public for their support.
KM FM News.
Millions of people are going to polling stations across the UK today to cast their votes in the general election. There's 17 seats up for grabs here in Kent. We'll have coverage as the results come in throughout the night. Police have released an image of a man they're looking for after 2 people were attacked with a samurai sword in Herne Bay. One man suffered serious injuries at a house in Choles Street last Thursday. We've tweeted the picture of Darren Selby via at KM FM News. A man's been flown to hospital after an industrial accident near Maidstone. Emergency crews were called to Quarry Wood near Alsford in Alsford last night. The man in his 60s has suffered chest and back injuries. A mum from Kent whose son survived leukemia after pioneering treatment never used before on children is helping other families going through the same thing. Francesca Tobin's 8-year-old son was given 24 hours to live after being diagnosed at the age of 2. She's now raising money for several charities, including Canterbury's Pilgrims Hospice.
I feel absolutely fabulous now. You know, we can get on with a normal life and carry on doing what we do to pay back society, I suppose, and the people that helped us in whatever way we can.
A homeless man has been charged after several computers and laptops were stolen from a house in Sheerness. The 42-year-old is accused of targeting the property in West Street on Sunday. He's been remanded in custody to appear in court at the start of July. The parents of a terminally ill baby boy will take their legal battle to the Supreme Court this afternoon after judges ruled his life support should be switched off. Experts told the High Court that Charlie Gard, who has a rare genetic condition, should be allowed to die now with dignity. His parents want permission to challenge the ruling so he can be treated abroad. And 60,000 people are heading to the Isle of Wight Festival today. David Guetta, The Vamps and Scouting for Girls are among the acts on the lineup. Security is being stepped up there following the recent terror attacks. Joe's got the sport now, starting with an update on the cricket.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
We'll start it with cricket, and it's the first day of Kent's County Championship match against Durham at Canterbury. The visitors won the toss and decided to bat first. A short time ago, they were on 85 for 2. It's Kent's first match with Pakistan bowler Yasir Shah. He's the second fastest bowler of all time to take 100 wickets in Test cricket.
When my friends told me the county cricket is difficult here, but I will try my best and I'll try my best to perform well here, because I'm here for Kent County, and I want to do that. Just promotion this Kent County for first division.
Football, and Diego Costa claims he's no longer wanted at Chelsea by boss Antonio Conte. Despite scoring 20 goals to help his side win the Premier League title, the striker says he got a text from Conte telling him he's not in his plans for next season. And in tennis, Andy Murray feels the other French Open semi-finalists are in a far better form than he is. Britain's world number one set up a last four tie with Stan Wawrinka by beating Kei Nishikori.
That's the latest. Next update at 2:00.